From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 6, 2013. The official survey numbers haven't been released yet, but an AgriLife Extension cotton expert estimates South Plains cotton abandonment will be about 40% this year. Today I talked with Mark Kelly, AgriLife Extension cotton specialist, Lubbock.
On the official numbers, they moved the deadline for certification from July 15th to August 2nd. So we're waiting for official numbers on, you know, what's been certified and what's been lost. But it's going to be, I think we're going to be pretty well over our average, which runs about 20-25% abandonment rate out here. Mm-hmm. You know, the rains were beneficial. For some, it came a little bit too late, but we're going to take it anyway. It's helped a lot of folks out, especially some of the irrigated producers. It's allowed them to either catch up or maybe get ahead of the game and be prepared for these higher temperatures we're having.
A lot of the cotton was late, too, wasn't it?
We do have some cotton that's running late. I'd say for the most part we're running 2 weeks behind maybe on some of our stuff. You know, we typically see a white flower out here in early July, and it was around the 10th or 15th before we start seeing white flowers. We've got some fields that are just now coming into bloom, some that are in cutout. So, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record like we've had the last 2 years, but it's a big mixed bag out here. We've got cotton that's running at 5 notes above white flower right now, and then there's cotton that's still running 8-9 notes above white flower where they've had good significant rainfall amounts and they've got good fertility. The problem is we need to start seeing those notes above white flower start to drop. And I think once we get a good boll load and start maturing out those bolls, we're going to see that dramatically reduced here in the next couple weeks.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.